Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem.' Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Several years ago, there was that saying, "What would Jesus do?" And there were those wristbands with the letters WWJD, "What would Jesus do?" Wednesday night at our Lenten service at Trinity in Butler, the speaker there was talking about how we can reach out to people who are in crisis. And she said, "We've got to get back to that saying, 'What would Jesus do?' What would Jesus do?" As I think about last Sunday's gospel, about Jesus being tempted by the devil in the desert, I'm thinking perhaps we should ask ourselves, what would Jesus want? What would Jesus want? We know what he did not want. The devil said, "See this stone? Turn it into bread if you're the Son of God." Jesus had no wish to satisfy the devil. There was Jesus so hungry, so famished. But he knew what he wanted. As hungry as he was, he didn't want bread, because he said, "One does not live by bread alone." And last Sunday we heard the devil tempt Jesus saying, "If you worship me, you'll have all these kingdoms of the world. They'll be yours." That's not what Jesus wanted. Jesus knew what he wanted, and he knew what he didn't want. And then the third temptation that we heard last Sunday was the devil saying to Jesus, "Go to the top of the pinnacle, go to the pinnacle of the temple and throw yourself down. And if you're the Son of God, God's angels will protect you." Jesus didn't want that. He didn't want to tempt God. What did Jesus want? He wanted to focus completely on God and on God's word. What do you want? What would Jesus want? We know what he wanted and what he didn't want. What do you want? What is it that you don't want? Those are very important questions during this Lenten season. The power of the gospel inspires us to think about the things that we want. and perhaps to change some of the things that we want. The power of the gospel has that kind of power to make us think about what we really want. Today's gospel, we hear about what King Herod wanted. The Pharisees came to him and said, "Jesus, Herod wants to kill you." Oh, we know what Herod wanted. Now, last week in the gospel, the devil wanted to kill Jesus' spirit. But Jesus didn't allow that to happen. And when I hear the Pharisees saying to Jesus, "Herod wants to kill you," Herod wanted to kill his spirit. And Jesus was not about to let that happen. The devil wanted to extinguish Jesus' devotion to God. And Herod, hateful King Herod, wanted to extinguish Jesus' words and Jesus' healing hands. We know what Herod wanted. We know what the devil wanted. We know what Herod wanted. And we know what Jesus wanted and what he didn't want. Oh, I can just hear those words of Jesus. "You go and tell that fox that I'm not about to change my ministry. I'm not about to change my prophetic preaching. I'm not about to change telling the truth. You go tell that fox I'm not about to change. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing today and tomorrow, and then I'm going to head to Jerusalem. I'm going to head to Jerusalem where there's hatred and fear." That's what this Lenten season is all about. Jesus on his way to the cross. We have all this wonderful artwork telling us what this season is all about. It's Jesus on his way to the cross. Jesus proceeding to Jerusalem where there's hatred and fear. Jerusalem, where they kill the prophets and stone them, where they kill and stone people who tell the truth. It's very clear in the gospel. "Oh, I'm not about to change anything. Herod might want to kill me, but I'm going to keep casting out demons. I'm going to keep curing people. That's what my ministry is all about." Jesus was not about to let this hateful Herod get the best of him. Jesus was not afraid of Herod. "You go tell that fox I'm not afraid of him." Jesus didn't let fear and hatred stand in his way. And let us not allow hatred and fear to stand in our way. Today's Holy Scripture is all about the contrast between hatred and compassion. In that first reading, we hear about these peaceful dove and pigeon. These peaceful birds contrasted with the birds of prey. There are those who are gentle and those who prey upon other people. Herod wanted to kill Jesus. He wanted to kill something sacred. And in our world today, there are people who kill people who are in sacred places like Squirrel Hill in New Zealand. Oh yes, there's that kind of hate out there in the world. There are those who are gentle and those who prey upon gentle, sacred people. Herod wants to kill you. You go tell that fox that he's not about to change what I'm all about. Herod, this hateful man, I mean, he's the one, Herod, King Herod, is the one who killed innocent children. Remember that? Remember that gospel? Herod was the one who beheaded John the Baptist. What a contrast between this hateful man and this compassionate Jesus. Jesus wanted to protect people. He wanted to get the people of God under his arms and shelter them. Herod didn't want to shelter anybody. Jesus wanted to nurture people. Jesus wanted to nurture God's people. Herod had no capacity or desire to nurture anybody. What a contrast. What a contrast Holy Scripture paints for us. The God who has made himself known in Jesus the Christ is the God who nurtures us with grace and mercy and love. As we prayed in the prayer of the day, gather all people. Gather all people into your arms and shelter us with your mercy. This hateful King Herod had no desire to shelter anybody. He knew nothing about grace and mercy and love. And that's what Jesus was all about. That's why we come here and worship in his name, because Jesus is all about grace and mercy and love for all people. You know, there's another contrast here. In that first reading, there's Abram looking up at the stars, looking up to heaven and counting the stars. This hateful King Herod, I'm sure the only thing that he could count was his money and his possessions. He was counting the things that he had on earth. And there was our ancestor Abraham, looking up to heaven and counting the stars. Herod was a disgraceful, hateful man. Jesus, Herod wants to kill you. In the gospel tells us about the hatred and the fear that was there in Jerusalem, and Jesus was going right into it. I'm on my way to go right into the hatred and fear that's in Jerusalem. I must be on my way because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills and stones the prophets. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that stones and kills people who are telling the truth. You know, prophets don't just predict what's going to happen. When we think of prophets, we think about them predicting the future. They may do that. But a true prophet is one who looks at the world and paints a realistic picture of what's going on in the world. And that's what Jesus is doing here about Jerusalem. There were those prophets who were stoned and killed because they were dedicated to the truth. True prophets want us to consider these questions. What if violence and hatred and fear were not the order of the day? What if compassion reigned in the world instead of selfishness and hatred? And what if we could all see ourselves and other people as God sees us? That's what the prophets were saying to the people. And isn't that what God is saying to us? Look at the world, look at yourselves, and look at the other people. See yourselves and others as God sees you. So there's Jesus in the midst of this hatred and fear. And we know where he ended up. That's what Lent is all about. He ended up on the cross. But what does the cross tell you? The cross tells you this, that in the midst of fear and hatred, God was present. That's what the cross tells us. And the risen Christ tells us that God is still present in the midst of this confusing world. The world might seem upside down right now, but God is present in the living Christ. And in the midst of this confusing world, let us be on our way as Jesus was on his way. Let us be on our way of embracing God and embracing each other. Amen.